This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I say it affectionately. It is one of the dumb things we do around here. The mock schedule. We'll get to it at 8:35. And Tom says it's still intact despite some of the leaks. That's why we're doing it a couple days early here.
Doesn't sound affectionate, but...
Is there a better word than dumb?
Well, you can't say, I say it affectionately, and then say, it's like, it's a bless your heart, this is dumb.
Can we really call somebody dumb when... somebody else has a catio?
Yeah.
Or a cat. I mean,
it's a glass house.
Or a glass catio. I would like to clarify, I'm not calling you dumb. I think this is just one of the dumb things we do in sports radio. We all do this. I mean, we play in the toy department. Anyway, we'll get to that later in the hour. We've got some stuff to get people. The latest on the Giannis story. He's open to a trade out of Milwaukee. We'll tell you what it would take to get him in a Pistons uniform. John, the Tigers last night.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, that's all you got to say is wow. Third inning. Wow. Nine runs and a little league home run for Riley Green. It's just kind of disappointing that it wasn't a grand slam because of the wild pitch that happened before, cleared third base, and now all of a sudden it's only a three-run little Parker.
14 runs the most they've scored all season.
Yeah, they had 13. Against the Angels. They had 18 hits last night, and it matched their season high. They had 18 hits in one of the games against the Mariners, but they only scored 9 runs. So it was the response. There was a couple of things last night. It was the response coming out of the Rangers series where the final two games, bats were a little bit dead. Mm-hmm. Didn't get enough run support, and you also saw some, and we talked about Jack Flaherty, the suspect pitching, the 4 home runs, blah, blah, blah. But it was also Jackson Jobe. That's one of those, this is what we could have in Jackson Jobe, because he was really good. The swing and miss was there. All of the different, the arsenal that he has was in full effect. And I liked the fact that he didn't allow different moments in that game to get him off track. He hits a batter in the second inning. It doesn't rattle him, and he comes away with a scoreless inning. In the third inning, loads the bases with two inexplicable walks and then finds a way to get out of it. Now, it was, great play in right field. It was a bad base running mistake on Boston's part that they didn't score a run, but then it was a ground ball to second base, in and out of the inning. It gives him the confidence that if he does get in trouble, he can find a way out of it. And he didn't get rattled. That's what I liked. And you take that with what happened in the Astros series last year, when we were just getting to know Jackson Jobe, and there was a fielding error, and all of a sudden something kind of compounds, and it just feels like he doesn't have his great stuff. He looked a little apprehensive, like maybe the moment was getting to him. That moment was bigger, but I like the way that he responded.
Growing pains. Look, you put 5 guys on via walk and hit a batter. It's not, your best outing. But when you can work through it and get 7 strikeouts, a career high, 15 whiffs, a career high, it's learning... that, hey, you can get guys out at the major league level with your stuff. And once he starts locating it, mm-hmm. I mean, game over. They needed that. Low-key needed that after Mize goes on the IL and Flaherty struggles. Job's a rookie. We give him a certain amount of, hey, I understand you're going to struggle. Nice to see him come out and pitch nearly six innings of one-run baseball. And it wouldn't have mattered because they scored 14, but I like that he was dialed in and found ways out of jams and got those big swings and misses. And how about the serenading of Alex Bregman? Some boos for Bregman. We knew that was a possibility.
Yeah, I was following along online as that was happening because I was in a graduation ceremony. But it was I didn't hear the initial reaction to him coming to the plate. Okay, fine.
It's expected.
Yeah, whatever. That's great.
He expected it. AJ expected it. Tiger fans, hey, look, this is sports. You didn't pick us. There's some smack talk. We're going to boo you. That's how it goes.
Three at-bats, two walks, no hits. And so it's a and I like the fact that they were able to follow through on, hey, if you don't want to play for us, that's fine. It's your decision. We'll beat you.
We'll beat you, and we'll beat you handily. Nine runs in the third inning was a message sent early. 14 for the Tigers. They pick up the win. All right, this Giannis stuff. He's open to a trade. And I don't think the Pistons are the most likely destination, John. I think teams like Houston and now San Antonio with the number two pick are probably going to be pretty aggressive in pursuit and may be able to put together a better package. But people want to know, what would it take to get Giannis in a Pistons uniform? And this is what the Ringer says. And they did proposals for all the teams. You let me know, John. Would you do this deal? The Bucks would receive Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, and Ron Holland, as well as Tobias Harris to get salaries to get close and match. A 2026 first, a 2028 first, and a 2031 first. Three young players, three first-round picks for Giannis.
Yeah, the first-round picks mean nothing to me. Especially if you're going to be picking late in the first round. I don't care about that. Push those down the road, the 26th, the 28th, the 31st, whatever. And then, obviously, nobody wants to lose Jaden Ivey. That seems to be the hot button guy. But Duren, Ivey, Holland, and Harris, hey, here's your plane ticket. I would have no problem with this because I think there's a number of really good years left for Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that wants to win championships. There's a certain drive there. You saw what he did in the playoffs. Even though they were losing that series, his numbers were the best he's had this year during the regular season in terms of rebounds, points, and assists. Now, all of a sudden, in the playoffs, they go up even more. And that's where I look and I said, this is a guy that is a real competitor. He's not a guy that, you know, he's not a China doll. He's not going to miss half the games. He's out there. He's playing. You put him with Cade, and you put him with this team, and I think instantly you're not just better. You're much better, and you could be competing for a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and then see what happens.
Conservatively, two of the 15 best players in the sport would be on this roster,
mm-hmm.
and as Cade ascends, it could be two of the top 10 players in the sport on this roster. From a basketball standpoint, the idea that both of them are unselfish, they can break down a defense and feed their teammates. I'd love to see. You could run pick and roll with Cade with the ball or with Giannis mm-hmm. with the ball and get them both going. You'd have to put shooting around them. That's understood. I would do this deal. I'm with you.
I don't know why. I'm not sure why you wouldn't do this deal. And I would love to hear from Pistons fans. Is there somebody out there that says, nope, nope, nope. Duren, Ivy, we want to keep Duren, Ivy, and Cunningham together. I don't think anybody is looking at Ron Holland as, well, you know, we can't possibly lose him.
They all have intriguing upside, but the key there is they haven't hit it yet, and you're getting a sure thing with Giannis. That's the thing too, man. It's in terms of a personality type, he fits. He's a hard worker. I think he's got a funny sense of humor too, but seems to be a good head on his shoulders. He played in Milwaukee, and he didn't view that as some sort of like NBA death sentence to have to play in Milwaukee. This would be a bigger city here in Detroit. I don't think we'll get him, but this wouldn't dissuade me. This package, I would offer it.
No, and then, I mean, you start looking around at some of the other offers in terms of what Milwaukee gets back. This would be very enticing for Milwaukee as they, you know, would obviously be entering a rebuild.
So a team like the Rockets, I think they have them offering Jalen Green, Şengün, who's their big, that's actually a pretty nice piece. the nice thing for Houston, they have firsts, but they also have Phoenix firsts, mm-hmm. which people are sitting on going, those could be very valuable picks. The Pistons picks aren't going to be that valuable. And San Antonio is the number two pick, and they can offer up a bunch of young guys not named Victor Wembanyama and put that thing together too. And you never know, like if the Thunder flame out in the second round here,
yeah.
for the second year in a row, despite winning 68 games, do they say, hey, we got to give up a couple proven NBA guys and get this done?
That's a possibility. The opportunity to get a guy like Giannis, pairing him with Cade, I think it would be very entertaining. We'd have a lot of wins. And then it would be up to the front office, how are we going to find shooting to go with both of these guys?
You're putting a priority on getting Beasley back in this scenario. And yeah, it's Stewart. Yeah,
yes, I mean, Beasley, okay, he was really good last year, came up very small in the playoffs, but he is still a six man. You want somebody that can start, that can shoot.
Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Would you do it? Ticket texter says, I would give Milwaukee literally whatever they want if we got Giannis, and that includes Cade. Well, you're not going to do that.
No, come on.
Texter says, if it's going to take Ivy, Duren, Harris, Holland, three firsts, then do it. None of those guys will be as good as Cade, let alone Giannis. Harris is a salary dump. If you're good, we'll be in the mid to late 20s with those picks. They are useless. Stefan in Clarkston says, I think the Spurs or the Sixers can offer the Bucks their lottery first-round pick for Giannis. It would be very tough for the Pistons to beat it, but yes, I would want to be in that conversation.
Yeah, San Antonio obviously has the second overall pick, and Philly, the Sixers, third. Have the third.
Who got the number one pick, John?
Well, the NBA decided it would be Dallas. Thank you for sending your best player to the Lakers. So in return, we'll make sure that you win the lottery.
So I don't believe it's rigged, but when stuff like that happens, what like do I have to stand on? 1.8% and the Mavericks get it? Yeah, people pointing that out. The lottery's fixed. NBA wanted Luka in LA. The reward for the Mavs is Cooper Flagg. Matt in Goodrich. 248-539-9797. More of your thoughts on this Giannis possibility. It's 97.1. All right, guys, going to the dentist. Not maybe your favorite thing to do, but it doesn't have to be a stressful, anxious experience. Not with Brightside Dental. There's no judgment. If it's been a while, if you've missed a few appointments, if you think you may have a cavity, they're not going to sit there and lecture you about your dental habits. They're going to make the experience as painless as possible. Sometimes life just got in the way. You moved, you started a new job, you got married. Either way, you just didn't make those regular appointments, but you can get back into the routine. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays with 9 Metro Detroit locations. There's one right around the corner from you. So make an appointment, get back in that routine, call 1-800-PAINLESS, go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Little League home run for Riley Green, part of that 9-run third inning.
Yeah. Joey Cora waving him around third base. No surprise there.
I think he started waving him as soon as the ball hit the bat. He's just go.
Yes.
He is aggressive. The Tigers are aggressive. They put up 14 runs. They beat the Red Sox last night. They booed Bregman and showed him, hey, you don't pick us, you don't win.
We'll beat you.
We'll beat you. Last night, the lottery has everybody talking, and it's so funny. I'm glad we're not one of the cities that even has to care about this. We've graduated. We no longer worry about the lottery. Poor Utah, we've been there. You have the worst record, you pick fifth. But now we've graduated into a different set of conversations. I think as a sports city, we're done with these rebuilds, and we're into, all right, how do you get better? And for the Pistons, the Giannis thing's out there. Everybody's talking about the fact that he's open to being moved, and the deal that the Ringer put together, it's meant to be a painful package, but it's one that, John, you would do, and it's one that I would do. It's Durin, Ivy, Holland, Harris, and 3 first-round picks for Giannis. We've thrown that out to people, 248-539-9797. But it is time for our teams. Like, think about it. When's the last time, and I get it, we were rebuilding, when's the last time one of our teams traded for an A-level guy or handed out a free agent contract of more than one or two seasons? It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, but these are the fun conversations you can have when your teams are good.
Yep.
It is, and I think we're entering into some of those conversations with the Tigers. What's going to happen at the trade deadline? Are they going to add a bat? What are they going to do the offseason? Are you going to go after another quote-unquote Bregman-style player? And now with the Lions, we're talking about much more fun conversations. We don't have mock drafts starting in November. And so now with the Pistons, we don't have to worry about, well, how many ping pong balls do we have in the hopper? And what's our chances of moving up in the lottery? No, we're now having conversations of, who can we trade for to take this team from a first-round exit in the playoffs to Eastern Conference, eventually NBA championship? What are we going to be talking about? Not a great lineup of free agents this year in the NBA, but it's still exciting to think you can add some pieces, whether it's trade, free agency, to try and get you over that hump of winning a playoff series, of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. We saw what we see right now, what the New York Knicks are doing. And you kind of always play that, well, what could have been?
So they lit picks on fire to get Bridges, and they made a big trade for Karl Anthony Towns, and they aggressively landed Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
The East is wide open.
Yes.
So
that's
the
point. The
ticket texture says, does this win them a championship? And no, you can't definitively say yes, but at the same time, in a wide open East,
puts them a hell of a lot closer.
Two of the 15, maybe even 10 best players in the sport. Yeah, you're in that conversation. You, instead of being a plucky first round team, you're a contender for the NBA championship.
And when you have one star, and yet to be a superstar, but you have one star, we all know that it takes more than one and a whole bunch of role players. It just, I mean, the going to work Pistons, that's a one off. Could you do it again? Sure. But it increases your odds when you have more star players. It's not rocket science.
Tim, you mentioned the East. The league is wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you talk about 6 and 7 seeds routinely winning first-round playoff series.
Well, you're the king of this stat. Is it 6 different NBA champions the last 6 years?
Yes, and we have really close to 7 and 7. Boston's down 3-1. Nuggets are tied at 2. And one of the other teams is down 3-1.
Warriors are down 3-1. And everybody else would represent new blood, 7 champs in 7 years. Ticket Texter says, get Giannis to Greektown, baby. Whatever it takes. That's Rob in St. Clair Shores. Ticket Texter says no to the trade. Pistons finally got their culture, and you guys want to gut the depth of the team.
Okay, but I think putting Giannis into this team, I don't think it guts the culture. I think it adds to the culture. Is there any red flags, obviously from the outside looking in,
no,
about Giannis?
None. All day, every show on the station is trade talk. I'm not going to defend every show, but I'll explain why we talk about it.
Free agency's not here yet.
We aren't doing lottery rebuild draft pick radio anymore because our teams are good. And when our teams used to be good, I know it's been a minute, they would make these moves. Brendan Shanahan would be traded to the Red Wings and they would win a Stanley Cup. Rasheed Wallace would be traded to the Pistons and they would win an NBA championship. Once upon a time, the Tigers were very aggressive in pursuit of star players and they competed in multiple World Series. I know we have forgotten, but this is what happens when the teams get good. You start to look for these moves. And when stars say they're willing to move Giannis, you get interested, right? When you have a situation going in Cincinnati right now, more on that conversation later, it begs questions.
Sure. And it's obviously Giannis is the biggest name that might be available in a trade. We've talked about Lauri Markkanen, and he may be more available today than he was last night because of their lack of lottery luck.
Right.
And now, and we've talked about Devin Booker. This is the time of the year where you get a chance to talk about some trades. When we get to free agency, We're going to be talking about free agents that they might be able to sign to complement what they have right now, or to complement, if they, you know, consummate a trade like this, a Cunningham-Giannis duo, how do you complement them? Well, you're going to have to do that throughout free agency.
I mentioned Trey Hendrickson. He's publicly at odds with the Bengals. I know you guys, a lot of people don't feel like this is going to happen, and it feels like kind of a waste of airtime. I want to have the conversation a little differently. I know it's a taboo conversation. We're going to talk about the Hendrickson stuff with the Bengals later in the hour. We've got the mock schedule as well, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, Morgan Wallen has finally addressed that abrupt SNL exit everyone was kind of speculating about. He did an interview on Sunday Conversation with Caleb Presley, and he kind of just explained his decision to just walk off sets before the credits had finished rolling. He was just ready to go home.
Do they play music underneath the whole thing?
Apparently so.
Have you ever watched those Sunday Conversations? They're hilarious.
Are they?
Oh, really?
Yes.
And always the music
in the
background?
And they always play along. Like, it's just absurdity on purpose, and most people play along, which is really fun.
So anyway, who knows if it's the truth or not, but he just wanted to get home.
Yeah,
been there for a while. He did his part. He was done. Good. Goodbye.
I'll send you the one with your guy Tom Brady. He was
it
really
good?
Funny.
Was he? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Opening statements began yesterday in Diddy's sex trafficking trial, with prosecutors promising to tell the jury about 20 years worth of crimes, which include kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, bribery, and obstruction. Now, his attorney admitted that Diddy was prone to violent outbursts, but does say that any and all sex that he engaged in was consensual. There was, like, right off the bat, the video of him beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie was shown. It was also apparently shown several times. The jurors saw it four times in total on day one. The first witness was a security guard who was called to that aftermath of that incident. There was a male escort that also testified as well. It's not being televised, so you can't watch
right,
along.
Because it's in federal court, right?
Yeah, so you just got to look online for updates there. Michael Jordan will be joining NBC's NBA broadcasts as a special commentator or contributor this fall. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
NBC is trying to basically like tap into the nostalgia, right, of the Jordan era basketball. And Jordan himself says he's really excited to be part of this project. It doesn't sound like he's going to be a full-time regular in the lineup, but he'll make some appearances throughout the season.
Maybe games, select games of the week or postseason stuff too.
We've never heard him talk about today's basketball and just analyzing anything that's happened. It'll be interesting to see what some of his takes are and how he sees the game.
I think it's a home run move for NBC.
For sure. Without a doubt. Rich Eisen is set to return to ESPN. So the Rich Eisen show will move to ESPN this year. Now, in addition to his daily show, he also appears on NFL Network. And ESPN is in talks to purchase NFL Network from the league. So it would be
had you
a
heard of this
fit.
Before? That ESPN was trying to purchase the NFL Network?
No.
When I was reading this article, I'm like, okay, Rich Eisen going back to ESPN. Yeah, it's a big news. Yeah, sure, then all of a sudden, a ESPN trying to purchase NFL Network. Wow, that's the bigger news.
Yeah, that is the bigger news.
Holy cow. Purchasing it from the league. I'm not sure what that dollar amount would be. And I'm not sure why the NFL would want to relieve themselves of
autonomy.
Their
I don't know.
Network.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's
interesting.
It's there. Finally, something I teased yesterday and never got to. There's a new study that claims to have found the sweet spot, they say, for the ideal number of sexual partners.
Oh.
And it's different for men and women, which isn't really a surprise because I feel like it's always been like that.
Okay.
Anyway, for men, it's 4 to 5 lifetime sexual partners. With 2 to 3...
4 to 5 lifetime, that means they're all lifetime partners?
No, in your lifetime. 4 to 5... Yeah. 4 to 5 with 2 to 3 being casual, according to the study. And for women, the ideal number was lower, 2 to 3 total. I'll say total partners.
Why would it be different, though?
Because it's always frowned upon.
No, I know, but like,
well
women,
ideally,
if
it's
women
one.
Sleep with more men, it's...
Oh, no, you want some
shame
experience.
On you, but if men sleep with more women, oh, yeah, good for you, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. It should be the same.
Yes, it should be, but that's how the world is.
Well, I think men are more willing to brag about it and talk about the multiple, where women will probably downplay it. Oh, no, no, no.
Because of the aforementioned reasons Heather
said.
Yes. Yes.
I won't ask you your numbers, but you can compare them to this study.
Well, I know John is two.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, confirmed kids.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. It's Heather with the news. I was wondering if someone's going to volunteer their number. All right, up next.
I just said he nailed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, coming up next, congrats on the sex. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the mock schedule. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Whole media contingency ready to talk to Bregman yesterday before the game. Uh-huh. Fans sent the message with a chorus of boos throughout the night. He did not have a hit, drew a couple walks, and the Tigers did what they said they would do.
Uh-huh.
They beat him. You don't want to be here?
We'll beat you.
14 runs for the Tigers. All right, John, Trey Hendrickson news.
Okay.
I know there's an eye roll collectively from the listeners. We want to do this a little differently, okay? You've heard us make the pitch, yes, the Lions should pursue Trey Hendrickson. You've also heard Brad Holmes say, we good. But this has come up, and I'll just give you the latest on Trey Hendrickson, who says there's no communication taking place between his camp and the organization post-draft. He says, essentially, things that were promised last offseason have not been followed up on. He delivered, he produced, he led the league in sacks. They aren't having poor discussions, they're having no discussions right now. And he's taken this public with a statement. Why, or what is the biggest obstacle for Trey Hendrickson coming to Detroit? Is it Trey? Is it the Bengals? Is it Holmes' philosophy? Is it the money at play here? The answer may be a little of all of the above, but what's the biggest reason this is a taboo conversation, one that isn't going to happen?
Well, I think it's the Bengals organization right now. And it's not that it's not going to happen. It's just that it hasn't happened yet. They are notorious for dragging their feet. They did it with Ja'Marr Chase. They've done it with T. Higgins. The only one they didn't do it with was Joe Burrow, their star quarterback. Yeah. But they've dragged their feet even more on the defensive side of things. And this is a team that scores points pretty much at will. And they also have points scored on them pretty much at will. And it's why they've struggled. They haven't addressed the defense. So the biggest thing for me of why this isn't happening is the Cincinnati Bengals. They, or it was reported that early on it would take what, a fifth or a sixth, and everybody jumped on that. Oh, well, you know, they got to do this now.
Even a second, we said, just go do it.
Yeah,
a first,
this point, I would be fine with that, because it's, if you have the offense that we believe we have, even though it's a new coordinator, it's still going to be a high-powered offense. You put two dominant edge rushers on the same field at the same time, and now you make life a living hell for any opponent, any and every opponent. You're probably going to be picking somewhere 30, 31, 32. So you're in essence, yeah, you're giving up your first round pick, but okay, we're going to have the same conversations we had this year. What are you going to do with 28? What are you going to do with 27? What would you do with 26? It's you're not picking the cream of the crop because you don't have a top five pick. You're not going to have a top five pick. So I don't have any issue giving up that draft pick. The question is, are phone calls being made, which I believe they are. I mean, we learned that Brad Holmes was the one calling Cleveland the most about Myles Garrett. Ultimately, he ends up re-signing there. He was the one that got it done at the trade deadline for Za'Darius Smith, the best available at that time that we thought was on the trading block. So he does, in the 11th hour, gets it done, brings Za'Darius to Detroit. Nobody thought that that was going to get done. I don't know that this gets done. I don't know that it doesn't get done. I think the biggest holdup is the Cincinnati Bengals and how they operate. The longer it goes, the less likely I feel like they're going to get a contract done with Trey Hendrickson.
CBS Sports put the Lions as the best landing place for Trey Hendrickson. This is not force-fed to you guys from us locally. Nationally, this is seen as the place Trey Hendrickson should end up. So what is the biggest obstacle? John, you say the Bengals. Tom?
Well, look, John's point, the Bengals are a very methodical organization. So they certainly get a portion of the pie here and why this hasn't happened yet. They do this slow roll things. I actually think Trey Hendrickson's to blame in a lot of ways for this, because he hasn't hard-lined it like some athletes do when they make trade demands. You know, I think he came out kind of hard, did McAfee, but man, you got to keep pushing this. If you really want out, if you're done with them, no, he's given them a chance to still get him a long-term deal. He still thinks there's hope. I don't think he wants to move. I think that's the biggest thing in this right now, and holdup is he doesn't want to leave Cincinnati, and he's given them a chance. And he could have played a completely different PR game at the draft and said, get me out of here. Enforced it at that draft there, you know, so now I and even this is soft kind of, he's got to come out.
What's the hard line going to be right now? I'm not going to report to camp.
Yeah, well, I'm done here.
Okay. That doesn't come to fruition until the end of July. And so the Bengals still don't have to do anything until then. They can sit there and wait a couple of weeks into training camp and wait for an injury to happen. And all of a sudden, a team who had a pass rusher, all of a sudden they're desperate because they need a star pass rusher. Now the price goes up.
But that it can work in a player's favor. Chris Jones. Chris Jones played it a different way than Trey Hendrickson has, in my mind, from a PR perspective.
Willing to sit out and did sit out
again.
All
he did was have to lose one game, and then all of a sudden Chris Jones got what he wanted.
It's funny. We all have different answers. You say the Bengals. You say Hendrickson. I say Brad. Brad's been very upfront with us. They think they need one dominant pass rusher. And the only reason they traded for Za'Darius is because their one dominant pass rusher was injured. Now that Aiden's healthy, Za'Darius is not on the roster. It's not the need that you and me and all of us. No, he told us. It's not the need that we all think it is. He's perplexed at even the questions. They don't think they need two really good edge rushers in this defense. They were productive with one to start the season. They don't view it as a need. It's not about money. They have $40 million in cap space. The Kirby Joseph extension was kicked down the road. That money doesn't come in until 4 or 5 years from now. They could do the same with Aiden if they wanted. The money's there right now. They don't want Trey Hendrickson. That's the biggest reason. He's available. The team has said, go out and seek offers. The Lions, we've talked about, should be willing to part with a first and extend him on a multi-year deal. They aren't.
They haven't yet.
I don't think they want to. I think Brad Holmes is the biggest obstacle here.
Okay. I mean, your thoughts are as valid as mine, and we have, because there's 30 other teams
Yeah.
Other than the Detroit Lions that have yet to consummate that deal.
You know who number two and number three?
Is it every general manager that just doesn't want Trey Hendrickson?
The number two team is the Commanders. The number three team is the Packers. Contenders in the NFC. If they get them and we don't.
But then it's a different conversation. But they don't have him yet. And we don't have him. Right now, he's in Cincinnati, and he doesn't want Cincinnati.
Or does he, according to Tom? I mean, there's a mess here. There's a lot at play. What's the biggest obstacle that's keeping Trey Hendrickson from being with the number one landing place, the number one destination for him? It's 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.